Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hull.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to be talking about OSINT, which is open source intelligence gathering. And this is where you gather information about your target. So if you're doing like red teaming, you're going to try to hack into somebody's network, you want to gather information about the organization. And these are things that the hackers are going to do too. And so you gather all this information to try to find out more about the target, the organization, the individual. And these are things that, that are going to help you identify weaknesses within the organization. And you're looking for usernames, you're looking for email addresses, you're looking for IP addresses, maybe weaknesses within those IP addresses, because maybe there's certain services that are running on those things that you may be able to get into. But ultimately what you want, or the holy grail of all of this, is you want credentials. You want to be able to get a username and password. And sometimes that means you're going to do things like phishing. So when you're looking at some of these OSINT tools, you might try at some point a phishing attack where you have information within that email that kind of relates to the organization or the individual that gets them to click on the link, they put in a username and password to something, and then you have their credentials to log in as them. So those are the kinds of things that you're trying to do with OSINT. Now, I'm still somewhat new to this information gathering process, so some of the tools that are there are new to me. And so I'm no expert at this. I've just done a little bit of research and I have some tools for this. So the tools that we're going to look at today are Spiderfoot, the Harvester, and Shodan. Now, Spiderfoot and the Harvester are part of Kali Linux. And I should also point out that there is an OSINT framework that you can take a look at. And what's really cool about the OSINT framework, since we're talking about tools, is that you go to the website and it has a list of tasks or things that you might be looking for. So usernames might be a thing, email addresses might be another thing, IP addresses is another thing. And so when you click on them, it slowly drills down to the tool you might use for that particular task. So under IP addresses, you're going to drill all the way down and you're going to get to see Shodan, Nmap. These are going to be tools that you could use to learn more about the target and their IP addresses. And a lot of these tools are free. OSINT is kind of more focused on the free tools, but there are times when you do have to pay for things, or if you want more information, you're going to have to pay for things. So like Shodan might be free on the website, but if you want to use like the API to do other things with it, then you may have to pay for that. Or if you want more searches, other information, you may have to pay for those kind of things. But for now, I'm just focusing on Spiderfoot, the Harvester, and Shodan. And let's start off with the Harvester. This is an interesting tool. It's already in Kali Linux. I didn't have to install it. This allows you to put in an organization or their domain. So for example, if you put in section9.us, that would be the domain. And then you want to find out lots of things about this. So you could manually search Google, Bing, a bunch of other ones, Shodan, or you could just use the Harvester. The Harvester will search a bunch of search engines and directories online and gather all this information. And what's cool is when you have the API key for Shodan, you can plug that into the Harvester. So when you put in your domain, in our case, we're going to put in section9.us, it's going to go out to all these different sites and it's going to search them. When it finds IP addresses, it's going to throw those over to Shodan using the API key and find out all kinds of information about the IP addresses that are part of that search. And what you're looking for, again, when we think back to OSINT, you're looking for things like email addresses, web apps that might be vulnerable to something or that allow you to log in. So when you get those credentials, so say, for example, let's say a VPN shows up in the search. You know, you have an IP address, there's a VPN on there, you see a username and password asked for, there's a login prompt, right? So you can take your email address, do a phishing campaign, and maybe say, hey, we need your email or your username and password for the VPN connection because we need to make some changes to it. Can you put those in? And you're going to have that all inside the email. So when they punch it in, maybe you get the credentials for the VPN. So now you have them. You can quickly log in, maybe change passwords. Maybe those the username and password is used elsewhere in the organization. So once you're in, maybe you can get access to things like Office 365. Maybe you can access things on the inside of the network. Anywhere where they ask for username and password might be the same thing as the ones that you were given from the user. So that's kind of the thing that we're trying to look for here, or how some of this OSINT stuff works with the different tools that you can have access to. And again, the Harvester just makes it easier for you to do a massive search across the internet by just running it through the Harvester and not having to do it manually. And when we take a look at Spiderfoot, Spiderfoot's the same thing. It's very similar to the Harvester, but there is a web interface for this one. So the Harvester is command line only. The Spiderfoot tool has both. There's a command line portion, and then there's a web interface portion. And you can just run a local web server, and it has all the stuff already pre-built. So when you go to the website, you don't have to log in. You just tell it what kind of search you want to do. And you can name your searches. So you can do multiple searches at the same time. So you put in a name for it. You can call it Section 9, put in the domain, and then you can, it will ask you what kind of search do you want to do. And there's several different options. And I think it's a more in-depth search than what you get with the Harvester, but I haven't tried some of them yet. The only ones I've done so far are very basic so that the other side doesn't know that you're actually searching their stuff. And so the information you get back, so far as I've seen, they're very similar. And again, what you're trying to find are things that are going to be useful to the attack. Email addresses, possible login pages for different things like VPN connections and that kind of thing. Spiderfoot will give you kind of a brainstorming version of a graph that you can take a look at. And it will show you relationships to all of the different things it finds. And one thing that it will also let you know is that if the email address has been part of a breach, so there's the site Have I Been Pwned, where you can put your email address in there, and it will tell you if you've been part of a breach. So if any of the sites where you've used that email address have been attacked and breached, then you will show up on that list. It doesn't give you the password that you used for that, but it's an indication that you should go and change your password.
It does give you the email address, and it also shows you the sources.
Yes, like in terms of what site.
What site was it that you went in there where you were compromised? What sites, basically, if it's been more than one?
Exactly. So the other issue that I'm having, so again, we have these tools. We have Shodan, the Harvester, Spiderfoot. There's the OSINT framework that helps you find more tools when you're trying to do this kind of information gathering. The hard part for me now is, one, figuring out some of the options that are in these tools and why you would use one over the other. There are things that I think you need to do on all of them, you know, because this is not, you know, Lord of the Rings where there's one tool to rule them all. We don't have that. So you may have to use different tools for different things. So in one example, you have Shodan, but then why not just use Nmap, right? Because you can use Nmap to gather some of the same or similar information. So there's a question there as to why one over the other when they kind of do the same thing. The other thing that you have to understand is that sometimes the information that you get is going to be old. So for example, on Shodan, I somehow thought that, or at least when I first saw the tool, that it was scanning the IP addresses I give it. And that's not true. So the scans happen periodically. And so when you go to search it, it's giving you the search results that it currently has. So it's like searching Google. Google may give you information that may be slightly old. Until you click on the link, you don't know.
Would InfoSnipe be more up to date?
So hold on. Let's talk about Shodan, because Shodan is giving you very specific kinds of information. So it's not random information. It's specific to the IP address. And nobody, you know, there are other sites now that do have that. But back when Shodan was what first came out, nobody else had that kind of information. So it's going to give you information about things like, let's say, for example, are they running an FTP server? Or do they have a web server on there? Is it on port 80 or is it SSL? Right. So these are the kinds of things that Shodan is going to give you. So like you can't look at that kind of information on Google. It doesn't have that. So Shodan is very specific to that kind of information. So don't think of it as, oh, I go to someplace else and I can see the same thing. There are other websites that have this kind of information, but they're very specific to this kind of info. Now, the thing you have to understand is that who knows when Shodan last scanned that IP address. So when you see the information come up, you want to take a look at the timestamp that's on there. When was this information gathered? It will tell you that. And if the information is really old, well, you may want to go elsewhere to find more up-to-date information, because maybe what you're seeing is old and out of date and doesn't apply anymore. And even if it is only a few days old, it could still be that maybe the company was in the middle of a migration and now those services are no longer available. So when you check, you're going to find out, hey, that doesn't exist anymore. I try to connect to those things, they're not there. So be aware of that kind of thing, especially with Shodan, with things like the Harvester and Spiderfoot. Then the question becomes, well, do I use the Harvester? Do I use Spiderfoot? Do I use both? What do I do here? And I don't have an answer for that, because I haven't used the Harvester or Spiderfoot enough to really know the difference. So in my case, I'm going to do both, and I'm going to compare the information. And then with Spiderfoot, you can do more advanced searches. So that's something I want to play around with and see what it gives me, because you can't, and these searches are going to be more active. So there's more of a reaching out to the other side, possibly making connections of some kind. It's going to leave a footprint. So if the other side is paying attention and they have things in there that log things or what have you, they may see some things in there. They may be aware that somebody's trying to do some searches. But these kinds of things happen all the time on the internet. So they may not be aware of you being the one doing that, right? Unless you told them you were going to be doing this and they look for your IP address in the logs and they can see that, they may not be aware that it's you doing that. So they may be like, well, that happens all the time. We don't really care. But if you're doing a pen test, they may want to know when these kinds of things are happening to see if they can actually catch that. So that's kind of where I'm at right now, going through Kali Linux, looking at these different things, because Kali actually does organize the tools in information gathering along with a bunch of other stuff. So, you know, I talked before about going into Kali and organizing things, organizing the tools. It turns out that they've already done that for you. So when you go into information gathering, one of the things you're going to see is OSINT. They have a lot of other tools in there, but then they have a section called OSINT. And in that OSINT section, you have the Harvester, you have Spiderfoot. And then I added Meltego, which is another tool that you can use for OSINT. You do, I think, have to pay for some of the things you want to do in Meltego. Haven't really played around with it that much. I've seen videos on there, but I'm trying to decide whether or not that's something I want to try to use, because if I have to pay, maybe I do that just to see what it's like, but it's a little on the expensive side. So those are things you have to take into consideration. But so far, I've been really impressed with the Harvester, Spiderfoot, and Shodan. Now, Shodan is a little weird, because if you use like the command line version, it doesn't have as many features as the website does. And again, I'm not entirely sure where Shodan fits if I can do an nmap scan. Now, Shodan has a list of internet connected devices. So you can do interesting searches that you can't do with nmap. So for example, if I want to see all the IIS servers on the internet, I can look that up. If I want to see other things that are tied to the internet, like gas station meters are tied to the internet in some way. I've seen people look at those, where it's not the meter at the pump, it's the meter that measures the information of how much gas that gas station actually has in their you know, underground tanks or whatever it is, which is kind of interesting that they have that connected to the internet for everybody to see.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that. I mean, I would think that wouldn't be a good idea.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure why they do that. But that's online. And you can see those things within Shodan. You can search for that kind of stuff. So it allows you to search for things to me that are interesting. But if I'm trying to target Section 9.us, how does that fit in? How does that relate to my OSINT information gathering to find out more information about the company and then, you know, target my attack to the company and their employees by email, by targeted phishing? You know, I'm not entirely sure that makes any sense to me. So you know, where do these tools fit in? I can't really say yet. They are going to be useful tools. I just don't know where in the grand scheme of things they fit because I haven't used them enough. So if I summarize, again, we have the Harvester, we have Spiderfoot, we have Shodan, we have Kali, we have the OSINT framework. All of these things are going to be useful in some way. I just need to figure out where they fit in. And then, of course, there's going to be other tools I'm going to be using, other websites. I can find them on the OSINT framework and start going down the list of things that are on there because those are questions that I'm going to have to sort of answer. And then I can take a look at the tools that are listed on the OSINT framework, see if they're in Kali. Most likely, a lot of them will be, and then go from there. And then ones that are missing, like Meltego was not installed by default, but there is a package for that. So I just installed it. It worked just fine. But I didn't actually finish the install because, again, you have to pay for certain things. And so I was like, well, maybe I won't use that right now. Thoughts?
I thought Kali had Meltego in their list of tools.
It's in there, but it wasn't installed by default. So when you go in there and look at the tools that are there, I believe Spiderfoot and the Harvester were the only ones listed. And there might have been a third one, but I can't remember what the name of that is. So, I'm still learning a lot about how to do this and what tools are necessary. Any thoughts on these things in terms of...
I do have a question because, in the past you mentioned that usually the vulnerabilities are on the workstations and, you know, that's how people can get in easily if people get successfully phished. But if you're in an organization where you're a user and they don't let you upload anything or do anything of what IT does, let's say they're doing the right thing and they have, users, they don't have any admin privileges or what have you, how would that be useful for a hacker to get in and in through one of those workstations? I mean, are they able to elevate whatever the user has to admin privileges and then go in from there with, because I'm thinking if an organization has security measures for that to where they can see if a user is trying to do something, they would be able to put a stop to that right away.
Well, so here's where I'm at right now. We're on the outside trying our best to look inside, but we haven't gotten there yet. So when you're doing your OSINT, this is step one. There may be 20 steps to the whole process.
Okay.
This is step one. So for this scenario, I think you're thinking in the right direction. I want the workstation, but we're not there yet. You know, we're on the outside. We're gathering information about the organization. We haven't talked about how we would send out the email to do the phishing. That's a whole nother step. We haven't figured out exactly how we're going to get those credentials. Phishing is one of them, right? That's a whole nother part of the conversation that you have to have. So as you're using things like the Harvester or Shodan or Spiderfoot, let's say you gather a bunch of emails. Well, now you can start thinking about phishing, right? What does the company do? What is their, you know, the thing that they make their money with, the services they provide? Who are their employees? Here are their email addresses. What kinds of things would they be sending, you know, email back and forth from IT or what have you?
That is the reason why I asked the question, because if you're doing pen testing for an organization and you're looking at what they do, who's the most vulnerable person they can phish, for example, or what have you, if they don't have your basic security, like two-factor authentication or, you know, the basics, then you can go back and say, hey, you know, we try doing this, we compromise, let's say, three of your workstations, and we were able to, you know.
Hold on, we're not there yet. We haven't made it to the workstation yet. So
So
we're still on the outside.
Right.
We're not on the inside. I can't see the workstation. In fact, I can never see the workstation because I'm on the outside. So again, we may be at the stage where we have an idea of what the company is because we used our tools to gather some information about the company. We have some emails for employees that work at the company. We do not have anything yet that gets us to the workstation. So there's a huge, giant gap of information that we're missing. So at the very early stages, we might be able to begin to think about a phishing campaign of some kind.
So when you're doing your plan for all this, the part I'm talking about is not yet included in the, okay, this is some of the tools we're going to use. This is the kind of information we're going to gather. And these are some of the things we're going to try.
We're not there yet. Okay. So I'm just trying to understand. Exactly. Yeah. So all we've done so far is we've gathered information. That's it. We haven't even analyzed the information. We don't know what we have yet.
But do you have a list of information you want to gather?
No. So hold on. I just told you, right? Mm-hmm. When we're doing OSINT, what do we want? We want users. We want email. We want, at the end of it all, what we really want are credentials, right? We want usernames and passwords to log into things. Now, I can't use that to log into a workstation. Why? I don't have access to a workstation. I'm on the outside.
No, I get it.
So think about this. That's all you have. That's it. And we haven't analyzed any of this yet. So even at this stage, we don't have credentials because we don't have a plan on how to get credentials. So at this phase, all we have is a pile of information.
So you're basically, it's like a basic scan. You're sitting in there looking to gather information on a company. And once that you have the information, then you can design a plan to say, okay, what can we do with this information?
Exactly.
Okay.
So just because you have tools like the Harvester or Spiderfoot or Shodan, that's not enough, because what you then have to say is, okay, I've gathered all this information.
Now
one,
what?
Well, one, is it real? Two, what's next, right? Because you have to analyze that information and put it into context and make it real, make it relevant to what it is you're trying to accomplish, getting access to credentials, logging into something, and moving forward. And eventually, maybe if you're lucky, looking at possibly trying to find ways of getting onto the inside of their network, if that's something that you can even do.
So when you're gathering this information, one of the things I heard you mention was to take a look at how old the information is and if it's still good information or if things are still active in the network. So in the initial gather of information, before you go a step further to the next part of the plan, you're basically double checking, verifying, making sure your information is up to date, that it's not old, and you know it's still in the network, basically, or it's still a good thing that they're still using, I should say.
Right. It has to be information that you can actually use. If it's old and no longer applies, then what's the point of having that? You need to toss that and start over,
right?
Or throw that away and keep the stuff that's good. So there's a lot of things in here that I find interesting, in that when you're doing your OSINT, there's lots of tools you have to learn how to use. And then, of course, there's that information, not information gathering, but the analysis portion of all that information that you have. Is it relevant? Is it up to date? Are they still using it? Those are things that you have to take into consideration. And then once you have that, then you can begin to say, okay, can I use any of this information to create maybe a phishing campaign, or use it to, in some way, get access to credentials? Now, you might be lucky and use certain tools, which I haven't seen yet, that may give you access to credentials. You may find credentials online. So that's something that you have to take into consideration as well. I have not seen that personally, but maybe that's out there somewhere. So any last minute thoughts here? So at the end of all of this, there's a lot of homework I have to do because I'm just scratching the surface. There are some good videos out there that I will take a look at, and then maybe we'll talk about those in the next episode or something like that.
So one of the things that I did hear about, and I don't know whether this is true or not, is when some people shop, they have this access to put like their information to get coupons or whatever, and that sometimes have their credentials in clear text.
Who knows?
So that would be something that, you know,
there's a lot of things that I haven't learned yet, a lot of things that are out there. So we will have to take a look at all the different things that we have available to us, which ones are free, which ones you have to pay for. That's going to be kind of a challenge because some of these things are kind of expensive if you're going to pay for them. But yeah, there's just so much information that we have to research because we just don't know yet. We're in the beginning stages.
And IT things move really fast. How quickly are these tools updated?
Well, we'll see. There's a lot of homework that we have to do. We just don't know. Okay. Until we do the homework, you're not going to know. So it's just like, you know, trying to figure out things about a company. You don't know until you go look. You don't know until you try to run these tools. Now, one thing I will say is, if you're running these tools, be very careful how you use them, because if they have an active component and you're not aware of that, they could do some things that you shouldn't be doing. So don't just run this on whatever you want to run it on, because that's not safe. That's not smart.
Well, legally could get you into trouble.
Exactly. So be aware that these things could potentially be not kosher in the wrong situation. So
is there a way that you can find out that if it has an active opponent?
Just have to research them. I mean, okay. One of the things you have to understand about this is that there is an incredible amount of research that you have to do. You are going to be reading 24/7. That's what you're going to do for most of your time, because you need to know how these things work and you need to be careful about how you use them. But that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can send us an email at section9.us or support@section9.us. Want to take a look at our show notes? They'll be on our website. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.